Here the Gemara we're up to tells us a story. One day, Rabbi Bar Avuha, a certain rabbi, this story took place in Babel. He was once walking along, he came to a cemetery, and he met Eliyahu Hanavi at the cemetery. We know that the rabbis of the Gemara were very worthy. They were zoche to see Eliyahu Hanavi in person. He would come to many of the rabbis, study Torah with them, just as he did with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. They had that immeasurable zechut. Rabbi Avuha was one of those who was deserving. He saw Eliyahu Hanavi, and he asked him certain questions in halacha, and then he said to him, "Aren't you a kohen? Because we have a klal, a general rule, information, that Eliyahu Hanavi is Pinchas. Pinchas, the grandson of Aharon HaKohen, the Pasuk says that he was Mekaneh Kinat Hashem. He avenged the honor of Hashem by killing Zimri, who was committing a crime, an illicit crime with a woman, Goya, and he killed Zimri and this woman. This was performing a Kiddush Hashem. We find the same words by Eliyahu Hanavi when he said, Kano Kineti, I want to avenge the honor of Hashem against those Jews who are worshipping idols. The Zohar HaKadosh says, we learn from here that Eliyahu Hanavi is Pinchas. It's the very same person. To prove this, Arizal says that, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, Aharon HaKohen's two sons, Nadav and Avihu, died. They died in the Beit HaMikdash when they brought a sacrifice in a wrong manner, and this caused their death. A fire came from the Holy of Holies and destroyed them, not the bodies, just the neshama. They passed away. There's a pasuk later on which says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen. Pinchas, the son of Elazar, period, the son of Aharon HaKohen, which means that Pinchas was the son of Aharon HaKohen, not the grandson. The Zohar HaKadosh says, what's meant here is that Nadav and Avihu, aside from the reasons the Gemara gives for their death, they brought a wrong type of sacrifice, they brought fire of their own for the sacrifice, or because they drank intoxicating beverage before they went into the Beit HaMikdash wine, or because of other reasons, the reason that they died was, the Zohar HaKadosh says, because they were not married. The person who's not married is not considered a complete person. He is called a plag guf, a half of a person. Since they were only a half of a person, the pasuk says, Adam ki yakriv korban. Adam, a person, must bring a korban. They were not a person, half person only. Therefore, they got the death penalty for coming into the Beit HaMikdash with a korban that was illegal. Now, when Pinchas performed this great act of Kiddush Hashem, the Zohar HaKadosh says that as a reward, he received the combination that was fused into him through heaven, both the souls, both the neshamot of Nadav and Avihu. He inherited both souls. His own singular soul left him. He received these two major souls. Major soul because the Torah says, Bikrovai Akadesh. These two were very, very holy neshamot, sons of Aharon HaKohen. When they passed away, their souls left them. Now Pinchas inherited these two souls. How could one person inherit two souls? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Zal says, because these two were, as we said, half. They were not married. They were considered half souls each. Together, they made up one soul. This is what Pinchas got. And Zal says, now we can very clearly understand that when the time came for Eliyahu Hanavi to pass away, his very close disciple, his closest student, Elisha Hanavi, accompanied him. And Eliyahu Hanavi said to Elisha Hanavi, make one request to me and I'll grant you. Elisha Hanavi said, my request is, Vihina Pishnayim Bruchacha Elai. Let me have double your power. Eliyahu Hanavi said, you've hikshet Elishol, you have made a very difficult request. I have to give you double my power. First, he can give as much as he's got, not double. Still, you'll receive it. If you see me leaving you, you receive that, your request. You'll have it fulfilled. But Ezal says, note the words, Vihina, let there please be, Pishnayim, double, twice, Baruch HaCha, of your spirit, a light to me. But Ezal says, here's the secret in those words are, you are Elisha Navi said to Eliyahu Navi, you are actually Pinchas. You have received the two neshamot of Nadav and Avihu. I ask that you now transfer this greatness of soul, of spirit, to me. Vehina pishnayim, this two, this double, these two souls, beruchacha, of your spirit, you have two instead of one, a lie to me. Which two? Vehi na. Na is not meant as pleased there, but na is nun aleph, Nadav Avihu, which are pishnayim beruchacha, double, spirit within you, give them to me. So here we see, as the Nizal brings it, Zohar Kadosh, that Eliyahu Navi was Pinchas. Right now we're concerned with one point. The question was that he was asked now by Rabbi Avuha was the vital question, most important of all, for which there is no answer found in the Gemara, and which is hinted at very slightly in the Zohar Kadosh, and Midrash leaves us with this big problem. Who was Eliyahu Navi? We have conflicting statements. One says that he was Pinchas. We have proof of the fact that he inherited the souls of Nadav and Avihu. He transferred these to Elisha and Navi. He was a Kohen, as is mentioned so many times in the Gemara. The other hand, the Midrash says, Befeirush, that he claimed he was the descendant of Rachel. In the Navi, in Devarei HaYamim, you'll find that Befeirush, it says there, descendants of Rachel and Binyamin was Eliyahu. The Nizal says that it is true. This is a point we have to understand, not to discuss deeply, just to close the issue with this point, that Eliyahu Navi was a combination of a number of neshamot. He was that great that actually he was originally an angel in heaven, came down to earth as a person, and here he had a combination of souls. A manner of merging, fusing different souls, combination of the soul of a Kohen and descendant of Rachel, Binyamin.